so I don't have to seek ways to get my gas. I don't have to seek ways to pay my bill.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God knows the things you need and the ways to get them to you. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares the key thing to focus on so you can live in the blessing every day with all your needs met. Now here's Kenneth.
Matthew 6:31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. After all of these things the world is seeking. And that's what makes them vulnerable to socialistic systems. That's what makes you vulnerable to the world. If you look to them, if you choose them as your source, so he said, don't be thinking about this. Don't be spending your time trying to conceive of ways to get food and clothing and drink and a roof over your head and that kind of thing. Don't spend your time seeking that or thinking about that, planning that. Now then, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. I was reading that a few weeks ago, and the word of the Lord came to me. And I read that. I said, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. And I heard the Lord say, that's why I put it in the covenant. I know you have need of it. That's why I covenanted to you and with you to supply. So you put your mind over on that, see? It didn't say, don't think about it. It said, don't seek it. When I think about what I shall eat, what I shall drink, what I shall put on, or the roof over my head, if I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then I don't have to look for ways to get that stuff in. I have to get my mind over on Him and thank Him for my food, thank Him for my clothes, thank Him for taking care of me. I don't have to subject myself and bow my knee to the world and its system in order to get those things. I spend my time seeking first the kingdom of God. What do you want me to do today, Lord? How shall I serve you today? You're my Lord. You're my master. Now, if the job you have is an assignment from God, then it makes very little difference what the salary of that job is, because He will take care of you and supply your needs. You're not looking to the job. So you can be the most important person on that job. I mean, it may be a job that don't, as far as wages are concerned, don't pay a whole lot. What do you care? You ain't working for them.
That's right.
Jesus said, fear not, little flock. It gives your Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Right.
You own this thing. Amen.
Amen.
That separates you and put you in a place to whatever the world is doing, you're separate from that. You don't flow up and down and in and out with their recessions and depressions and ups and downs and all that. Somebody said, oh, good Lord, gas is going to $5 a gallon. So what? I remember I was lying in the bed one night and I said, Lord, I just want to praise you and thank you. I thank God. I just thank God you've revealed these things to me so that I don't have to be upset. I don't have to be all nervous and disturbed. In fact, I can help other people buy their gas if I have to. Amen. Because you'll not only supply me, I include them in my needs, man. I am in a clearinghouse ministry. I am a distributor. I'm not a taker. I'm a distributor. So that, Lord, I just give you praise because it sure enough looks like gas is going to go to 50 cents a gallon. And it did. And Gloria came in and said, "You know what happened to me today?" I said, "What?" She said, "It cost me $20 to fill up my car." Think of that. I said, "Did you have 20? She said, "Yep, I did." And that's all we ever said about it. So I don't have to seek ways to get my gas. I don't have to seek ways to pay my bill. The Lord had told us to go on every gospel radio station in the North American continent. Now we had the year that the Lord said for us to do that, when we ended that year, our total budget for that year, the whole thing was $350,000. Well, that's pretty good when you didn't have anything when you started. Amen. So by the end of the next year, by obeying what God said to do, go on every radio station in the North American continent. I didn't know how many of them there were. I didn't check to find out. He didn't say, go on all of them you can. He said, go on them. Well, I'm not connected to the world's welfare. By the end of that year, our budget was $400,000 a month. It's $350,000 a whole year, the year before. We got to the end of that year, and we were in better shape than we had been the year before. Now, and somebody said, how did you do that? I didn't.
That's right.
I made a choice. I chose the blessing. I chose to be obedient to God. I chose to think His way. But now I'll tell you, there's some times, boy, I'd get hung up and I was laying across my bed. I was in a meeting in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And I just was stumped. I said, there, Lord. Lord, now He started talking to me about television and they wrote the book on expensive, brother. I mean, and I'm just laying across, and I said out loud, Lord, how am I going to get the money in here to do this? And He said, in the same fervor and in the same strength that I said what I said, He said, Kenneth, don't seek ways to get the money in. Seek ways to get the word out. The money will come in. So see, He changed my direction. I was no longer seeking ways to get the money in to pay for this thing. I was seeking ways to get the word out. That made Him responsible for the money. And that's the reason you never got an appeal letter from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. If you did, you better check it out. Check the address because it didn't come from me. Oh, God, if you don't give, we're going to go off of the air. Now, folks, now that could be an incentive not to give. Did it help get that fellow off that? That's none of my business. I don't need to be touching that. No. Why? I don't depend on you. I don't look to you. I'm only looking for one thing. And that's where I had to learn this out of that. I only write you a letter for one reason. I don't write you a letter to get money out of you. I write a letter to you to help you get your needs met.
That's exactly right.
And it's your business what you do with it from
that's
there.
Exactly right.
If I keep that pure, then I'm on assignment. if I don't keep that pure, then I'm manipulating you, or I'm trying to earn it, or I'm trying to gather up something. I'm on my way out right then. I'm on my way down. Because you're not my source. No, you can't be. I won't let you be my source. Now, by making that decision, I want to show you what this means. Look back over there at the book of Deuteronomy again, and let's read that. Chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave unto Him. Now, you can't cleave to God without cleaving to His Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and not anything was created that was created without Him, without His Word. So, choose life. Choose blessing. Choose the Word. Now, Jesus said, "Why take ye thought, saying, what are we going to do?" Right. Now, that's the short version of that. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? What is going to happen to us? Fuel's going to $5 a gallon, and I'm having a hard time paying $2.50. What are we going to do? Don't allow yourself to think about that. Don't start seeking ways. Well, I'm going to have to get me a second job just to buy gas. You're going to waste another 8 hours of your day that you could spend praying in tongues. You wouldn't have any financial problems. You understand? What do I choose? When they announced to Kelly that Lindsay had Neisseria meningitis, and that an infectious disease specialist told some of the other people there around her after she looked at that spinal fluid that came out of my granddaughter, Lindsay. Lindsay was 11 years old. She said, I've never seen a sample really this bad. They didn't expect her to live. And it was going on. They had the children's hospital was full of meningitis patients. It was a bad deal. Well, our older daughter, Terry, was there. They gave Kelly this report. And Terry said, Kelly turned around and looked at her. And she said, "Daddy," she started walking towards me. And she looked me right square in the eye. And she walked up in my face and put her finger in my face and said, "I refuse to fear." Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Woo. And she went to her healing scriptures and she said, "I choose to believe this." And then Kelly told me, she said, "Daddy, when I said that," she said, "fear just evaporated around me." She said, I was bold as a lion. But the boldness didn't come, and then she refused to fear. It's when she made her choice. For me and my house, we'll serve God. Amen. She made her choice. Praise God. And of course, Lindsay, strong young woman today in God. Hallelujah. Now, look with me in the book of Romans. The 13th chapter. First full year that we were in this ministry, I enrolled at Oral Roberts University in January of 1967. 44 years ago this last January. And then the Lord called me out full-time ministry before the end of that year. Now, this was just a short time after that. And you have to understand, we needed everything. I mean, from the very basic, we needed everything. I had one suit. The Lord had taken a lot of weight off me. When I left to go to Oral Roberts University, I weighed 240 pounds. And I weigh 170 pounds today. But the Lord started taking that weight off of me and teaching me how to live, teaching me how, what kind of food to eat. See, when you have to choose God. Now, you make your choices on what God has already said.
Yeah, but I don't like to eat that. Who said anything about you liking it?
If you have to renew your mind, then you're going to have to renew your way of thinking about your food. You have to renew your way of thinking about what you say out of your mouth. You have to renew your thinking about what you hear, what your eyes look at. You renew your life. And it doesn't take very long for the power of God to change your tastes, your desires, your attitudes. You see things differently. Changes everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, we didn't have anything. My one suit had been altered so many times that the man that was doing the alterations on it, the last time I took it over there, he said, Brother Kenneth, I can't take this thing up no more, man. I said, why? He said, I take up these breeches one more time. You're going to have one big pocket right in the back. And it did. Those two hip pockets finally came where they weren't about 2 inches apart. It was one goofy looking suit, I got to tell you. But, you know, I wasn't seeking a way to get clothes. I was seeking first the kingdom of God and what God wanted me to do and where He wanted me to be. Now, I didn't understand at the time how we were ever going to do this, but I was making my choices. I'm choosing the blessing. If the blessing works like God says it'll work, and the blessing of Abraham's come on the Gentiles, and it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow of toil to it or with it, then that's where I have to keep my eyes. That's where I have to keep looking. Not how am I going to get this, but I'm out to bless. I'm out to be obedient to what God says, and the blessing will produce it. Now, Gloria and I had made this commitment. Whatever we see in your word, that's final authority in our lives. And we will do that, and it will become final authority in our lives, whatever it is. We will change our lifestyle to fit the Word. And we had committed to that. And we took communion over that. Not at that same time. That had been earlier. And I'm just, you know, I'm just reading the Word and enjoying it. And I've got to preach that night. And so I'm just kind of Cadillacing along with the Word. I'd done my studying. I knew what I was going to preach and all. I'm just kind of reading and enjoying it. And I'm walking around the bedroom. And I'm, as most of you notice, I can't be still. Once I get a Bible in my hand, I'm on the move, brother. I'm just, and I said, oh, glory to God. And I'm just reading down the 13th chapter of Romans. And I got down to verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another is fulfilled. No man anything. Oh, Lord. I don't mean what that says. Oh, Jesus. I mean, Gloria, when we got married, Gloria said, you must have borrowed money on your tricycle, man. I mean, I don't know where. She said, I married you and your notes. She said, if I'd ever do this again, I'd ask you to, how much money you owe, boy? And I kind of stuttered around and stopped. I thought, I'll get me another translation. So I went and got the Amplified translation. It said, stay out of debt. I thought, oh, Jesus. I said, Gloria, come here. So she came in there. I said, look at this. And I showed her that, and I showed her the Amplified. And she looked at that. Her face kind of fell. Well, she's thinking about a house. My face fell. I'm thinking about an airplane. Both of us.
What are we going to do now?
Thank God for not marrying some chicken woman.
Amen.
The world has sold a bill of good to women. The idea that you have to be fearful in order to be feminine. That is the dumbest thing I ever heard of in my life. Oh, God, every morning when I see you leave the house, oh, I think you may never come back. You may never come back. Oh, what have I got to do? The scripture does not say a woman is a weaker vessel. It says for a man to treat her as if she were a weaker vessel. Women are stronger than men. And that's what happened to the morality in this nation, is when the women decided they wanted to be skunks like men. Amen. I didn't marry no chicken woman. She ain't afraid of nothing, least of all me. Amen. She came in there and she read that. Her face and countenance fell. She read it again. I'm standing there holding the Bible like I am now. She read it again. And then I said, Gloria, what are we going to do? She looked me right in the eye and she put her finger down there and she said, if the book says that, then that's what we're going to do. Turned around and walked out of that room. I said, that woman you gave me. Now, that didn't look like a blessing to me. That looked like the curse. But see, I didn't have a clue what the book said about being in debt. The borrower is servant of the lender. All I had to do was choose God, choose blessing, choose to obey.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order the newest volume in our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.99. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, you heard my grandfather, Brother Kenneth Copeland, teach that when somebody is connected to the world system, the world's economy, they spend all their time trying to think of ways, conceive ways to get food, to get their clothes, to put a roof over their head. But when you make this choice to renew your mind to the Word of God, and you get into this mindset that your needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, which is the blessing, hey, you realize that's the best news I've heard all day. But it's a choice. It's a choice to renew your mind, and it's a choice to live by the Word of God. And I want you to say this after me. I choose to renew my mind. I choose to think God's Word. Whatever I see in God's Word, that is my final authority. I choose to obey the Word. I choose to change my lifestyle to fit the Word of God. And I walk in the blessing every day of my life. Praise God. I believe that, and you believe it too. I want to tell you about this Lifeline kit. It's called How to Get Your Prayers Answered. This is by my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And listen, we all need to know how to pray. You say, and it matters how I pray? Yes, it does. You must pray according to the Word of God. And prayer is such an important part in the life of every believer. Sarah, my wife and I, we take these principles of prayer and we connect the principles to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And this is not something for you just to get and put on your shelf. This is something that will change your life. You put it into practice in your family. You put it into practice in the way you live, and you begin to see the results that you expect according to your prayer. You teach your children to live this way. You can use it in Bible studies. This product is very effective, and I guarantee you it will work for you when you begin to put these things to work according to the Word of God. So order yours today and make this a part of your life. I want to let you know that our next meeting is in Woodbridge, Virginia, the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 10th through the 12th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel. Now, this meeting is right outside our nation's capital, so this is a hugely significant meeting. People all around the world will be gathering, and you listen to the Lord, and if He says be in this meeting, you get there. You be a part of it. Whatever you need to do, if you can get there in person, or you watch online at kcm.org, whatever you have to do, you get there and be a part of this. Amen. Thank you for watching today. Thank you for being a part of these broadcasts. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, April 13th and 14th at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. For more information, go to kcm.org.